It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll. Thanks for joining us right here for KRWG News. New Mexico oil regulators are watching closely as increased seismic activity is being reported in the Permian Basin along the Texas state line. State officials are now requiring additional review of pending permits for wastewater injection in certain areas. City officials also say the protocols were developed in partnership with New Mexico Tech and after getting feedback from the oil and gas industry. On the Tuesday Health Watch, we expect healthcare providers to make or keep us well. But a doctor who studied the issue says bias and racism can affect the outcome. Dr. Quinn Capers is an interventional cardiologist at UT Southwestern Medical Center and its associate dean for faculty diversity. Dr. Capers told KERA's Sam Baker, hundreds of studies of hospitals across the country clearly show bias and racism at work.
You know, doctors are human too. And so we have these unconscious biases where we ascribe certain characteristics to people based on what we see. Race, height, age, weight, what we perceive their religion to be, etc. And if in our mind we ascribe something negative to that demographic that we're seeing, that can influence our behavior. So for instance, studies have shown that doctors who take a certain online test tend to ascribe non-compliance or being less cooperative with Black and Hispanic patients. And so if I'm in a doctor in a situation to treat you and there is a therapy that requires strict adherence and you got to follow the rules, if in my even unconscious mind, I see that you are a man of color, you're a Black man, and if my mind says, well, Black people are usually less compliant, then I might not even offer that therapy. So that's one example of how that can go.
So you aren't necessarily talking about people acting, what, maybe out of intentional racism. It could be the kind of biases and just not even aware of consciously.
I tend to think that for the most part, they're unconscious biases. However, like I said, doctors are people, and as people are sexist and racist and homophobic, doctors are too. So some of it is intentional bias. There's also research to show that there is some conscious race bias that doctors, nurses, medical students can have. That's been proven.
Well, in a paper you published last year in 2020, you suggested ways to reduce bias in hospitals, like increasing diversity on decision-making bodies, who gets a transplant, for instance. This one struck me as interesting and odd. How does burnout and sleep deprivation contribute to bias in healthcare decision-making?
We know when our unconscious biases tend to take over, and those tend to be times when we are exhausted, times when we are tired, times when we are thinking of two or three things at once. And so when the brain is overloaded, that's when we fall back to these kind of reflexive unconscious biases taking over. So the doctor who's sleep deprived, who has only had, 4 hours of sleep in the last 24 hours, they're on call, their beeper keeps going off, they're called in different directions. That doctor is at risk for their biases really driving the bus in terms of their behavior.
The paper you published also suggested bias and racism rounds as a way to alleviate bias in hospital. How does this work?
What we plan to do is get the inpatient care team together quarterly for a teaching session where we review instances where we think that the patient care was impacted by bias, whether someone on the team overheard racially insensitive remarks about maybe another member of the team or the patient or a member of the patient's family. And the intent is not to be punitive. So we de-identify all of that, but we talk about these in kind of case vignettes. We go through them, we poll the audience, and we have a conversation about it. And that's what we're proposing. We have a conversation about it, and the outcome of that conversation is, listen, none of us are perfect. We're striving to be better, but we can't have this bias impacting our patient care. So here are some things that have happened, and what do we need to do to make sure it doesn't happen in the next 3 months?
When they go through this, do they discover, oh my goodness, I didn't realize I thought that way?
Yes, but what's important is that it's done in the right way so that people don't feel like you're blaming them or you're going to punish them. Really, the tone of it is, this is for educational purposes, and we want to do better.
Do you worry that making people more aware of this problem maybe gives people more reason to avoid the healthcare system?
A person or two mentioned that to me, and I'm actually hoping for the opposite. I'm hoping that patients will realize that there's bias in the banking system, the educational system, there's bias in the criminal justice system. And so, of course, there's bias in the healthcare system, but it looks like they want to do something about it. It looks like they want to address it. And so that's the outcome that we're hoping for.
Dr. Capers, thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, thank you.